Welcome back. Listen, a lot of stuff has happened since the last time we talked, so we got a lot to go over, man. I've been playing Destiny. I have been playing Bright Memory Infinite because I didn't know it released, and I got it. If you own the game, the original one that came out on Xbox exclusively, you get a discount. So I went and got myself a discount and bought the game. Then there was Gamescom that happened. I've been good though, cause this is what this is about. This is actually no, that's on catch up. Well, welcome to the next episode, and yeah, let's go to catch up so I can talk about myself and mainly myself, and then we can talk about all the stuff that we will be talking about for the rest of the day. And yeah, I missed y'all, I think. Time to get to the shits. So, catching up. First off, my Xbox is fucking acting weird. There we go. Let's see. So, catching up, we got a lot of things this week, actually. We got Destroy All Humans 2. We beat Bright Memory Infinite, which we're doing a review for. Let's see. What else did we get? We got Saints Row, the new Saints Row. We downloaded Immortality. I got all of the Ghost in the Shell Arise mangas, The Sleepless Eye. The only issue is they're only in Japanese, so I gotta learn Japanese faster now. We also have I've been doing a lot of get shopping for myself for my birthday, so I got a lot of shit. What was it? We got crap. Oh, the PlayStation Portable video game of Ghost in the Shell, the PlayStation 2 Ghost in the Shell game, the PlayStation 1 Japanese Ghost in the Shell game. So I gotta get a Japanese PlayStation because PlayStation originals were region locked. I also want to find that game in English, but for now I have it in Japanese. And I think that was all the Ghost in the Shell stuff that I got for my birthday. And I got those games, which I said. I've been playing Destiny because of Twitter friends, and Destiny's actually really fun to play again. Maybe because I've been gone for so long, so there's so much content for me to fuck around with. I read some comics, but I didn't get to the Judgment Day stuff yet like I wanted to. So that'll either, we'll talk about it next podcast for sure, because I'll definitely read that much by then. I started a book club, so like I've been reading my book club book to try and stay on track. But we did read, there was Immortal X-Men 4, which was really good in my catch-up run. But I have like, I think I have one more. I have two more, three more. But I'm trying to see right now. I have three more. I got Knights of X, and then I got a one-shot of something, and then Eve of Judgment, and then we'll be riding into Judgment Day. So, I mean, other than that, been cool. I haven't been streaming that much. Oh, I also got the Halo Reach Xbox 360 and the Halo 4 Xbox 360. So there's that. They fucking look beautiful. I love my Xbox 360s. I can't wait to find more. I need the Star Wars one. I gotta find the Star Wars Xbox 360. I love that shit. Two of them came without hard drives. All three of them came without working plugs or plugs at all, so I had to buy plugs. Luckily I had at least HDMI cords, so I plugged it up to my second monitor. So there's that. Gamescom happened. We're going to talk about some Gamescom stuff. There's been a lot of news, so we're going to talk about a lot of news stuff. I don't know if you guys know, but I didn't really enjoy Game of Thrones. Like, I tried to get into it, couldn't get past like three episodes. So I'm rewatching Game of Thrones again because House of Dragons is fucking cool. That shit is dope. Seen two episodes so far. That shit is good. I like it. It's really cool. So I'm watching Game of Thrones again. It's all right. I think the best part so far of rewatching Game of Thrones is the fact that I think was it Peter Dinklage is the dude who's in there. Yeah, that nigga just had all the people in the whorehouse, bro. He was just like, yeah, I'm messing with this one chick, and his brother comes in and he's like, yeah, I knew you was gonna take them one at a time, but you need to hurry up. So send them all in. And just, yo, my boy about to get it in, okay? You about to get it in. That shit was funny. But yeah, that's really it, man. That's really it. Far Cry 5 is on Game Pass. Okay, Far Cry 5, now 6. All right, so I guess we can cut into the new stuff. And let's get to the dream moving, man, so I can get back to playing my games, kids. Well, actually, I gotta do a review. But you know what I mean. Let's get it going. All right, so Ghost of Tsushima director wants to mince the movie and language and cast to be very Japanese, like, fully. And I am with that. Embrace that shit. I mean, the game, if you're gonna make a game adaption and the game is a Japanese game with no non-Japanese characters, fucking do that. If it's a game with Japanese characters and a couple white men, do that. A couple black, whatever, do that. But if the game is purely something, keep it purely something. You know, I respect that. I think that is a great idea. I think that is how you make a proper adaptation of something. Sonic New Frontiers trailer was shown at Gamescom, and it looks more lively and Sonic-esque than before. And it's coming November 8th, and I'm excited for it. I might still need a couple tweaks, but hey, the game actually looks pretty good again, and I'm happy for that. We got new Atomic Heart footage, and whoa, bro, that game is gonna be dope. I can't wait for Atomic Heart. Atomic Heart is getting purchased on disc. I mean, everything's getting purchased on disc if there's a disc. If there's a disc, I want it. Looks really, 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 really fucking crazy fun. I like anything that has like the cyberish punk feel to it because I'm a Ghost in the Shell fan and I love that shit. Goat Simulator is funny, stupid for the third time in a row. November 17th. Get that shit. Return to Monkey Island fans can look forward to returning in September with a horse armor pre-order if you do it before the 19th on Switch and PC. And the horse armor does absolutely nothing. Nothing at all, except look beautiful. I think that was really funny of them to stretch that point. Lies of P looks like the dark story of Pinocchio you didn't know they wrote. It's coming in 2023, and apparently it's day one to Game Pass subscribers. This game looks really fucking good. It's nice to see Xbox getting more Souls-like games again. I mean, I'm interested. It's caught my eye. The only time I played anything Pinocchio related was Kingdom Hearts, and Pinocchio was a sweet old boy who got lost in a whale. So, also guided by Riku, like Riku was trying to hurt the kid. Yeah, definitely hyped for that. Atlas Fallen, a hack and slash next gen game, which kind of looks like it might be a co-op, is coming in 2023, and it sounds like another God Killer game, like maybe like a hack and slash with a little bit of Dark Souls twist to it, just a little bit, because there seems like a lot of bosses and God Killing in there, and if it's a co-op hack and slash game, that's going to be really fun, and I'm absolutely here for it. It's one of the type of games that I'm writing a story for. Because I want to make a hack and slash game. Because I feel like we don't have any co-op hack and slash games that are like really fun and really dope. Like we have, yeah, none of that. High on Life gameplay was shown, and it showed off the comedy. There was a really strange gun, and it was talking, and it was funny. And then they have like tongue grappling. You have a grapple knife, and it like shoots out. But it looks like a tongue. The boss fight is what they showed us at the Gamescom show, and honestly, it just looked like it wasn't the best thing to show to try and sell us on this game. But the game doesn't look bad. I'm already sold on it. But it doesn't look... That specific area just looked like an arcade horde mode type thing. So I believe there is other footage there because there was a video that dropped of them shooting an alien child with one of the guns. And like the child was taunting, he's like, "You're not going to shoot me. You're not going to do it. You won't do it because I'm young." And he's just like, "You know what? You little alien child. Pew, pew." He's like, "Oh my God, you shot me. Wow, you shot him. I can't believe you shot him. That's crazy." Killer Clowns from Outer Space was announced as well. Something I did not know we were going to get. Scars Above is a space horror unlocking secrets that could have never been opened. Should have never been opened. Shouldn't have been opened. No date yet. Something Wicked Games brings us a teasing trailer for something ominous that we absolutely have no idea what it is. But it just looks really interesting. I believe it was people who worked on some of the Elder Scrolls and Fallout games that made that game. And I'm excited to see what it ends up being. Because it really does look like ominous as fuck. It looks like, yo, what the fuck is all this dark shit going on? Gotham Knight update provided at Gamescom with a new trailer and a earlier release date. Harley Quinn makes a big return, and it seems like she might be the big baddie, but it looks quite promising. As far as the story goes, October 21st is when we will be seeing this game. A PC game with a focus on intense swordplay, Where Winds Meet, has been announced with a fresh trailer. It'll be an open world and an action RPG, and it looks like it might be a PC-only game. We'll have to wait a little bit for more information, or I'll have to go look up that. It might have been provided at Gamescom, but we'll see. Kojima was at Gamescom pre-show, and digitally he sent a video in, and he announced that he has a podcast with Spotify. It will be simultaneously broadcasted in Japanese, and there will be an English version posted at the same time. It starts September 8th, and it will have guests on it as well. Outlast Trial. Hold up, moved my notes by accident. Trial trailer dropped and shows the spook coming to raise your heart rate with a beta starting end of October. Finally, a Dead Island 2 trailer, and it looks like we waited for a good reason. Like, the trailer at least looks really good. The gameplay was a gameplay montage, not really gameplay, but like gameplay. But it looked really fun. It's coming February 3rd, 2023. Honestly, the first Dead Island was really good in the long run. Absolutely fun to play. Literally, like, I have zero complaints whatsoever. That game was absolutely fun. I mean, all the homies had they had mods or whatever, so we had like guns, they were duplicating guns with unlimited ammo and shit like that, and it was really dope. But it was really fun. Fucking enjoyed every second of it. I'm excited for this. I hope this is good. It looks like it's gonna be really, really fun. There's six playable characters, and they all have different personalities. Gory, sickening, awesome. It's dope. No ammo, no problem. Use your fists. You have you have sharp end objects. Your brass knuckles, throwing objects. It's like the old one. Explosions, environmental shit. It just looks really, really cool. Looks like when they finally got on track, the game got done. Xbox will be back at Tokyo Game Show in September on the 15th. We hope that this means that there will be some announcements about Japanese games coming to Xbox or a studio or partnership. Because usually when they go to Tokyo Game Show, they just reiterate stuff that most of us already know, but just in... they reiterate stuff, but it's just a... It's just in Japanese. That's all it is. It's like, hey, yeah, milestones for Japan. Japan, we're adding these things for you. And other stuff that we didn't have for you. And it's usually just a reiteration fest opposed to actual new stuff being announced there. So hopefully this will lead to something like new content or something new for us. Call of Duty will come to Game Pass and stay on PlayStation, and I don't know why people are confused about that. Microsoft has said this plenty of times that they're not taking Call of Duty away, and supposedly people still think that they're going to take Call of Duty away, or they think, oh, they're saying that now, but then they're going to take it away later. And it's like, that's not a good business model for the way that they're speaking. If they weren't trying to talk about freedom to play however you want every single week, maybe. But they've put themselves in a box that they can't crawl out of. If they wanted to do that, it's too late. If they wanted to do that, they'd have to gradually change their entire stance on everything over like 10 years before we could actually just be like, yeah, yo, now they did it. And I mean, it kind of doesn't hurt them that bad, but it's not happening. You guys are going to get Call of Duty. I mean, so what if it stifles competition a bit? That's what the fuck this is. Like, it's always been that way. So I don't know why that's that much of an issue. I don't know why people are scared of, them getting Activision will mess with competition or business. And it's like, maybe for like the first year or two, maybe, if other people don't know how to recuperate. But I don't even think that. I mean, there's so many other great companies out there. Like, listen, if Sony purchased Square Enix, yeah, they have a good relationship and they got a lot of Square Enix games already, but that would hurt. That would hurt a lot, because now it really means Xbox definitely isn't getting any of those games. Like, we just started getting some of those games. And if they just got taken away, it'd be the same. But the issue is, no one would look at it that way. But it's the truth. The only thing everyone is scared about for this Activision thing is because they have Call of Duty. If they didn't have Call of Duty, no one would really care about literally any of this. Oh, World of Warcraft 2. Dog, that would do nothing. Only thing it would do is maybe Xbox is like, all right, since we own World of Warcraft, I want to make it a priority to put that on the system because we have other MMOs on the system. So why the fuck isn't Warcraft on here? Or why has no one ever talked about this? It's literally the only thing. And what's that going to do? Literally nothing. It's an existing MMO that's been existing for a long time. And like, it's not like Sony had the opportunity to get World of Warcraft on their system or something, and now Xbox is taking it away. No, World of Warcraft was never coming to systems, and if it does now, it's only because it was owned by a gaming company with a system, and then them putting it on game, like, it, I just don't, the fear for this is just, it's just pointless, honestly. It's one of those things where, It almost feels as if everybody else can have fun except for me, type of thing. But I have no fear for this. I believe they're gonna end up getting it. That's fine with me. I mean, again, I own both systems, and there will be a point where people will just have both systems. Like, everyone who wants to play games that they want to play will either have a Game Pass membership and just do everything via the cloud. They'll have a PC where they can play just about every single thing that comes out on Xbox, damn near. Especially if, with the Activision shit, because Xbox has been very pro PC ecosystem. They're part of the Xbox family at this point. And if they want a game on a system, they'll get a Series S. It's cheap. It does what it needs to do. And like, there's just no excuse. And if that hurts the competition, it won't, because Sony still has a bunch of great games. Sony itself can thrive off of their exclusives, whereas Xbox had trouble doing that for a bit. But they gave so many games that it was like, damn, bro, we can get all these games for one low price every month. It's enough to get two systems. But that's just me. That's how I see it. I just can't see a reason for people to be pissy about this. Sonic Adventure 3 will probably never happen, but the director still wants it to, and I think it should. There's no reason that it shouldn't. At some point, it should happen. It's a game that so many people want. It's a game that I fucking want. It's a game that we need to have made with care, because it feels like that would bring Sonic back to, like, a perfect spot. A perfect spot. Cross our fingers. Hope that it comes out. I know I'm hoping that it comes out. A new Mafia game is in development. No release date or title yet, but it's in development very early. We'll see when more stuff comes about that. I mean, I believe that's a Take-Two published game, and so is Grand Theft Auto. So both of those games are still, like, in heavy development. So I just wonder how far away they'll come from, or how similar they'll be or won't be. That's really it. On that note, Square Enix said to be opening a new Western studio despite selling all their other studios and with IPs, and that's insane to me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Square Enix opens Western Studio, gets it popping for 2 years, and then sells it to, like, Xbox. That way, Xbox has Japanese games or something. And it's just like, nah, we're doing this for the homies, because Square Enix proper doesn't want to fuck with them. But Square Enix new can. And it's like, all right, whatever, we'll take it. I don't know. It's weird that they're doing that, but I wonder what's going to come out of that. Hopefully we get games on the Xbox now with that, because that was the one thing about Square Enix. Not a lot of their games came to Xbox, especially all the great, great games. Like, they had great games that came, and they were just like, we're not going to do it this generation. And then they switched back, but they're like, we're not going to do physicals for it, but we'll see how the digital rolls out. And it's like, oh, god damn, what the fuck? Like, we don't get Final Fantasies all the time. We didn't get a physical of Nier Automata, the greatest game in the world. Kingdom Hearts 3 was the first... Kingdom Hearts 3 was the first time we got a Kingdom Hearts game on Xbox and physically, and then all the other ones came digitally, and it's just like I don't know. So we'll see what happens with this Western studio. Maybe it'll be really good for gaming. Maybe it'll just be the same fucking thing that the other one was. I don't know. We'll find out. But back to that, actually, not even back to it. I'll just say this. Of course, Phil's supposed to feel good about the acquisition. I believe it's going to go through. Phil believes it's going to go through, but he's supposed to say he feels it's going to go through. So we'll see what happens with that. There was rumors of Amazon acquiring Electronic Arts. Apparently, that's not happening. I think that's a fine thing. I think that actually would have been I think that would have been screwed up for gamers. Because the difference is, Amazon ain't playing the same type of ball game that Xbox and Sony and Nintendo are playing. If they get something, I'm sure we'll never see the light of day of it, unless you get that Amazon Luna, I think it is. I don't know, I don't mess with that cloud shit. I should, but I shouldn't. I mean, I should for podcast sake, but I shouldn't, because why the fuck would I do that? And I'll never fucking do that ever a day in my life. Ever, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. At all. Sony's new DualSense Edge wireless controller is supposed to be like an Xbox Elite controller rival. I will actually purchase it, and I will see how I feel about it at some point. No release date yet, though. I believe we have a price for it. Let me see if I wrote that down somewhere. So let's see. You'll even get a braided USB-C, just like the Xbox Elite controller, which usually helps. There's no price yet, but those USB-C braided are very nice for not tangling your shit, no matter what you do to it. But the controller can be mapped however you please. It looks exactly like the DualSense. The little touchpad looks like it has a little bit more detail to it. The black I don't know, maybe just the picture, but the black just looks a little bit more matty. And the back has what looks like two triggers. Let's read this one part from The Verge real quick. The DualSense Edge allows owners to change out stick caps for three types: standard, high dome, and low dome. There are also two swappable back buttons, half dome or lever, that can be mapped to any other button, much like the typical paddles. You can even replace the stick modules, which is great advantage over the Xbox Elite. These will be sold separately. Okay, so you can swap out the stick modules, which is interesting. Okay. I'm going to get it. I don't think I'll ever use it because I don't play anything like that. I'll do it for testing, but that's it. Yeah, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake changes developers. That game was going through some hell. I wonder how long it'll actually be before it actually comes out. Rumors are Ubisoft Plus will be making its way to Xbox Game Pass, which will be awesome. Wow, that'll just be even more shit. And on top of that, that'd be really great with the addition of Xbox Family Pass, which is in testing right now, but it's said that it could be $25. And I think it's up to four other people on your family plan, family and friends. So you can share it with literally anybody, go half with anybody, or pay for everybody. That's really, really useful. I think that's neat. I think that's dope. I think they should just make it $30. Listen, that's crazy, right? I know. But I think they should just make it $30 to avoid any possible chance of a price increase rumor. Because Game Pass is giving a lot of shit, bro. A lot. And there's ways to get Game Pass for free legally. Like, just on your Xbox, you can just get a month of Game Pass Ultimate for free if you know what you're doing. Bro. Xbox is just giving away candy, bro. Just giving away candy. But it's okay. I'll keep them in business. I'll keep buying the limited edition Xboxes. I'll keep buying each new version of the Xbox. I'll be buying games on disc. I'll buy digital shit, but only after I own the disc. I'm going to keep it running. Gravity Rush movie floats into development. This is the only video game movie, that I am excited for. Because Gravity Rush was the best PlayStation Vita game in the entire world. There's literally no video game on PlayStation that isn't exclusive to PlayStation today that is better than Gravity Rush. That is word to everything, and I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say about that. But, whoa, they got a two-part anime adaption? Whoa. I gotta look that up. But, yeah, bro, I'm fucking excited for that. I could be wrong, but I believe this was a French game, and it was just really one of the dopest things ever, man. I don't know how to explain it, but the way Gravity Rush made me feel was just fucking phenomenal. So good. You could manipulate gravity in the game, and, like, I really cared for the character. And I need to get Gravity Rush. I need Gravity Rush on my PlayStation Vita, bro. Oh, my God. Now I'm fucking crying because I'm thinking about Gravity Rush and I need it on my Vita. Let's see how much it is. I won't be able to buy it, but I fucking need it. I just need to see how much I can get Gravity Rush for. Oh, I can get it for like $70. I can get it for $100 or less. We'll see what happens, but I fucking need that game back. If it's still there in 2 weeks, I'm fucking getting it. That is my game. Love that game. Anyway, back to y'all. I had a little moment right there. Gravity Rush is literally the best fucking game. I'm sorry, guys. Sony is prepping a Days Gone feature adaption and... I mean, hey. Sony's going all out with these movies, man. I just find that interesting. Sony's making games and they're going to turn as many of them into movies as possible. Oh, speaking of Sony, Death Stranding is on Game Pass for PC. Now, Game Pass is an Xbox ecosystem. Therefore, Death Stranding PC is an Xbox ecosystem game. It's not an Xbox game, but it's an Xbox ecosystem. It's in the Xbox ecosystem. Sorry. I don't want to say it's an Xbox ecosystem game. It's just in the Xbox ecosystem. So there's a PlayStation exclusive that was made on PC that is now in Game Pass. And it has achievements from what I've heard. Haven't played it myself because I don't have a working PC yet. That's why you guys should donate to the podcast so I can get a PC and I can talk about PC shit for y'all and I can do better streams. All you gotta do is donate a dollar. Every dollar is just gonna go to the PC fund, y'all. And you know, it's right there, kids. It's right there, kids. You know. Just send me a dot. Matter of fact, I like even numbers, so please send me $2 instead of $1. If you send me $1, I'm gonna accept it. But even numbers are better because, like, my brain doesn't go haywire, like, dog. When I notice things, like, right now, I'm staring at this is my screen. It says 1, 3, 1. I'm just like, yo, dog, who cares about the ones? Make those twos. What's up with the three? Make that a four, bro. Damn, Cass. And everyone thinks there's a hint that Spider-Man might end up on Game Pass 2 at some point. That would be really funny, too. Especially if it comes with achievements as well, like, achievements, Xbox game score achievements. That'd be really dope, but it's not any different than it going on Steam and having achievements. It's just a funny little jab, honestly. That's an excitement. That's something to be excited for, honestly. Another thing that, I mean, you can or can't be excited for, you can do with this information as you wilt. All right, do as thy willeth. But Halo team had a stream, and on this stream, they talked about how they are delaying a couple of things, taking out something like split screen co-op, and they're moving things around to try and put all their resources into delivering content at a faster pace, because it seems like from the consensus of all the fans is that they want faster paced content. So I don't really find anything wrong with them doing this move. I thought I saved the picture, but I don't think I did. So I just gotta go to the Halo profile real quick and pull up the roadmap that they gave us. Alright, so what's gonna happen is we're getting a off season from November 8th to March 7th, which is winter update. You get Forge Beta, Co-op Network, Campaign Network Co-op, and Mission Replay, 30-tier Battle Pass, Detachment and Argyle, two new maps, Match XP Beta, so they'll be testing out Match XP, which I'm happy about, because that means you get rewarded for the types of kills that you do, the way that you play, hopefully XP for everything like they did in Halo 4. In Halo 5. But this also means that this is them testing this out because we're getting the progression system at some point. Covert One Flag, which is a really cool mode where it's like it's like assassins and defenders type of thing. You got a team that has active camo, and then you have a team that has threat sensors, and like it's one flag. And you have to heavy defend and use your gear wisely and use your energy sword. Like, each team is stocked with very specific things. and it actually sounds like it's going to be fun. I can hear so many people complaining about it, but I feel like it's going to be fun and very balanced. Actually, the only thing people are going to, most people hate, is that it's a VK commando, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for this type of game mode. I'm very excited to see how this turns out. I wonder if they're going to change how the flag works in this game, though. Winter Contingency 2. Joint Fire, which is a January event. And Quality of Life Improvements. Now, Season 3, Echoes Within, starts March 7th to June 27th. We will have new maps, arena, and big team battle maps. They were very excited about the big team battle map they were mentioning. We will have a new weapon, an M392 Bandit, which you've probably seen videos about, and a shroud screen, which sounds really cool and can also screw you over. You should definitely go check out the Fall Winter Roadmap video for Halo Infinite, but that shroud screen actually seems like it's going to be very interesting. Custom game browser will be coming at that time. In-game reporting. So be careful with your teabags. Someone might report you just for, you know, having fun. VIP and escalation game modes. New fracture event. New narrative event. Forge beta updates. Quality of life improvements. So, the other thing with this is, said in the video, is that, yes, they do understand that they're moving slow and they're trying to do what they can to allocate their power into speeding up. They have a new head of live service and he seems like he has a plan. He seems like he wants to get it done. He seems like he wants Halo to be the game that it should be and that it should catch up to these other games as far as content that is delivering. And it also sounds like they might even think about trying to find a way to do crossovers and kind of make it Halo. So that would be great, and I believe that they should. Like, I think Halo should have a fucking Ghost in the Shell crossover, if you ask me. Like, it really should. I truly think that Halo should, I mean, they might have to scale the heads, but Halo should do crossovers, right? And with these crossovers, they should have helmetless characters, right? Johnson in Spartan armor, no helmet. Major Kusanagi in Spartan armor, no helmet, and so on. And I think that would be really cool because that'd be a way to cross over and it'd be a way to even add even more stuff to the battle pass, even more customization, even more things to put in the store. Shit, even if they get a really good deal with a crossover with Ghost in the Shell, they can even add the Tachikoma as a actual vehicle in game. Like, I know that's too much to wish for, but I love wishing for anything with Ghost in the Shell. I mean, they could just do a big event, like a long event, like a whatever. But anyway, they could add the vehicle in there, or they can make a vehicle that's like it and then give us a Tachikoma skin. Or just give us a Tachikoma skin for anything. I don't know. They just, bro, there's just so many things they can do with it. And if they start doing helmetless characters, adds a lot of people. And it makes sense. Like, yeah, Spartans will not go into battle without helmets, but here's the thing. This game should be fun. It should let you have a little bit of an identity, if you want to have a little bit of an identity. There have been times where Spartans haven't had their helmets on. In the books, some of them walk around without their helmets a lot. Not saying they fight without them, but they walk around without their helmets sometimes. Even in the animations, sometimes they don't have their helmets on. So, like, it's okay. Like, there's some times when you have to just let it go, you know? And it'd be one of those times where it's like, all right, let's let the reality go just a little bit and have some fun with this game, all right? yes, they don't have their helmet on, but they're not going to give you headshot bonus damage because of that. This is so we can kind of make the character a little cooler. And then it'd be cool because, like, you can also do kits with these characters. So it's like, all right, we do a Major Kusanagi themed kit, a Bato themed kit. We do fucking crossover with Naraka Blade Point, and then they do kits based off of some of the popular costumes. That way you can have kits with your character purchase, but you can also put them in any other armor. And so on, like gears kits, like, dog. If they just allow themselves to have even more fun and step away from the ridiculously hardcore Halo fans who don't want that, just relax, because that's one of those things where it doesn't change the gameplay. It's just like, listen, if you want it, get it. If you don't, you don't. But this is our way of being inclusive to everyone who wants to enjoy this how they want to enjoy it. In my opinion, I believe that's what they should do, truly. Another note on that Halo thing is, I think it's just going to take some time. It's going to take some time and some fist. So we'll see what happens to Halo in the next season. Yeah. And hopefully they can hire or take some people from some other studios to help. But we'll see. That's it on Halo. That's it on Halo. Atomic Heart got delayed to 2023. 2023 seems like a massive year for games. We will check that next episode. Real quick, I want to talk about Sandman, Mr. Mercedes, and we'll take it from there. But Sandman, really good show. Feels like it was tailored very much for TV, so that when you watch it, you just realize, yo, this is tailored for TV. So if anything is different, it's because it's to fit on TV. And I mean, I guess that helps it. But yeah, that's Sandman for you. I don't think it's bad. I think that it's an interesting choice. I mean, Neil was there the whole way, so there's not much you can say about that. Sandman, they released two episodes. They released a one episode special with two different stories in it. I think it's 100 cats, 1,000,000 cats, 1,000 cats, the dream of 1,000 cats, something like that. I forgot it. For some reason, I forgot it, and it was one of my favorite stories, and I knew it by name. And then all of a sudden, I forgot it. But it's like an animated, it's like a floaty animation, kind of like moving, like a, I don't know, it reminds me of like a painting. I can't think too much. But, they got that, and then they got the Calliope story, and I thought they were going to try and go like, kind of, realistic animation when it came to the cats thing. And that would have been cool to me. I don't know, just kind of make the cats. I don't know. It's just my opinion. I was thinking like Lion King. You know, yeah, I mean, I was thinking like Lion King type shit, like see the cat's mouth moving. They're just cats. Cats, I mean, they don't really do that. But it would have just been cool. That's how I was thinking it. Whenever I read the story, that's how I envision it. I envision, the cat's mouth moving and whatnot. It's just funny how I think of it and how it turned out. But other than that, it was really good. I enjoyed it. Other than that, there was, the Calliope story. The Calliope story was pretty much the same. I believe there were slight differences but not much. Like, any fan will enjoy it. Any fan who doesn't ask for too much, like me. Like, I ask for too much. I ask for too much all the time on purpose because I'm just a difficult person. But it was really good. It was... It's captivating. It's good for people who... It's good for people who haven't seen the show and have seen the show and, like, kind of just want something good to watch with this very specific type of theme. Or... I'm trying to think of a specific way to put it. But basically, it's good for new audience and audiences who already know the material. Other than that, good show. Good show. 8 out of 10. Very phenomenal. Very great actors. Everyone is a really great actor. I can't wait for season 2. Cuphead also dropped. Oops, I didn't mean to hit the mic. Cuphead also dropped. Cuphead is still as funny and awesome as it should be. Miss Chalice appears again. She is such a funny character. Really, really do love her. I rewatched all of Ghost in the Shell again. Every single DVD that I own, which means I watched Ghost in the Shell 95 four times. I watched Standalone Complex, Second Gig. I watched Live Action. I watched All of Arise. I watched Ghost in the Shell 2 and Ghost in the Shell New Movie. Solid State Society. And I'm going to do it again in 2 weeks. But for now, I'm going to actually watch other stuff. I rewatched Akira. I rewatched Ex Machina. That shit was insane yet again. Akira is... So every time I rewatch Akira, it's like, yo, this shit is better and better every time. It's such an interesting film. I think if you love anime and you've never seen Akira, you need to watch Akira and you need to watch Ghost in the Shell 1995. Those are two things any anime fan needs to watch. I seen They Slash Them. I still gotta collect my thoughts for that film. Because I don't know if that film was bad, horrible, or pretty clever. It's actually really hard for me to choose which what I think it falls under. But, god damn it, I'm sorry. But, it wasn't horrendous, I guess. Damn. Yeah, that film. Films. Yeah, I got nothing about that movie. That movie is just fucking hilarious to me. Like, it was just funny. That's all I could really say about it. I got 3 Xboxes. I feel like I said that already. Got it for my birthday. Yeah, that's... Oh, Mr. Mercedes. Such a great book. I feel like we talked about this already, but it's a fantastic book. If you love Stephen King books, you should read Mr. Mercedes. If you love a nice mystery, you should read Mr. Mercedes. If you want a page turner, you should read Mr. Mercedes. Absolutely wonderful book. Greatly written. Truly makes you hate the character that you're supposed to hate. And then the end of the book is like, fuck. I think people should get on that. Alright. Thanks for stopping by. This episode did not work out how I wanted it to work out. But I got all the important stuff that needed to be said, at least. And that enough makes me happy. So, thank you for stopping by. Next episode will definitely be happening. Next episode, it's going to be mostly news. And we will be talking about a little bit of comics. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. We were supposed to talk about some this week, but dad stuff. So, just a little bit of comics next week. And it's going to be some good shit, by the way. And yeah, that's it. Thanks again for stopping by. This episode is dedicated to procrastination. The thing that stops you from doing what you're supposed to do.